Thursdays, we look at the media. Today's subject, political hatchet books. The right gets a lot of bestsellers out of these, with authors like Ann Coulter accusing Democrats of treason. But now Al Franken's Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them hammers back at Republicans. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca spoke with Slate media analyst Jack Schaefer.
Jack Schaefer, do you think there's actually someone out there who changes his or her mind after reading a conservative book about how liberals lie, or a liberal book about how conservatives lie?
Probably not. Most of these books, you need to think of them as preaching to the choir, which is an important thing. That's why they have church every Sunday. And so largely, I don't think that it changes anybody's mind, but I do think it changes the nature of the debate.
So who's reading the books, do you think?
You know, I'm not sure that everybody who's buying these books are reading them. It's sort of like tossing a couple of coins into the plate on Sunday when you're in church. You amble up to the people who are on your ideological bandwidth and say, hey, I got the new cult, or did you? And likewise on the left, I think that a lot of the people who buy the book by Al Franken do it largely as an act of political faith. I was hugely entertained by the Al Franken book. No matter what your politics, I think you have to acknowledge the guy's got a kind of comic genius the way that P.J. O'Rourke does when he writes from the right wing.
And I should say that one of my reports that I did for the show on the media is mentioned in that book. Do you find either of the genres, the conservative or the liberal genre, more or less believable than the other?
All these books, especially the recent spate, do pretty good work digging up documents, catching the other side in lies, prevarications, and propaganda. It's shooting fish in a barrel to say that politicians lie, and very rarely does the fish shoot back.
Well, these books are an example of the fish in the barrel shooting back, because first it was the conservatives who all criticized the establishment liberal, they said, media, and then the liberals fired back, criticizing the criticizers. So in a way, I suppose, if you believe in the Hegelian dialectic, that's a way to arrive at the truth.
Well, then you're guilty of calling the liberals fish. I guess the fish are shooting back. So I stand corrected.
Well, Jack Schaefer, writer of the Press Box column for Slate, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
That interview from Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.